Okay, it's okay. Some people just call in on a device and then they just listen and they have no camera or mic. That's perfectly fine. Amen. Well, I am so happy to see all of you, and I welcome you in the name of Jesus. And please just know that this is a safe place. This is going to be a wonderful place to be able to connect in Holy Spirit. And I just want to open up in prayer. Hey, thank you guys, for letting me just say hello to people. Some of these people I haven't seen since the last time we met. And I think it was May something, the day after the end of Tabernacle. And the Lord had us meet last time from 6 months. Can you believe that? I don't think I've ever done anything consistently for 6 months in my life, but we met for 6 months every Thursday. From we started meeting at Passover in 2020, and then we met all the way through at the end of Tabernacle. Can you believe that? We missed one Thursday. Now listen, I'm going to open up in prayer. Father, let's just agree together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the gathering. Lord Jesus, I pray that everything that is in your heart for us tonight, that you will reveal it. I pray, Father, that you would grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our understanding will be flooded with light. Father, we know that all revelation comes from you. And so, Father, we just yield ourselves to your good pleasure. We welcome angels of revelation. We welcome, Lord, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Lord, we ask that you would guide us into your heart, that King Jesus, you would cause us to be able to navigate into the place of just belonging in you, into that place of just refreshed love and beauty, beholding you, Jesus, as never before. We thank you for it. Let our eyes see you tonight. In Jesus' name, in your mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm so happy again to greet each of you in the Lord. And this is a prophetic forum, meaning it's not just me teaching or telling you things. A forum is a gathering where we express ideas and we share hearts. Amen. And I know that with the different places we've been and the different things we've seen and the different things we've been hearing over the last year, basically, I know that many of us probably even come from different places, and that's okay. Can you say that's okay?
That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
And it's okay. The Lord's teaching us, what does it mean to walk in the spirit of unity and uphold the bond of peace? So there's this amazing thing that the Lord is doing to reconnect us in new ways. I have to say, at first I was like, Lord, with everything that's been happening in the prophetic movement, what do I have to give or what do I have to say to these dear ones of yours? He reminded me of what he had told me 20 years ago in a dream. He had given me a fresh commissioning. I'd never seen the Ambassador Auditorium, and at that time I lived in Colorado, and I had a dream, and I was in the Ambassador Auditorium. Later, my husband and I would be pastors there at Harvest Rock Church, but in that dream, there was a minister, and he was speaking to me, and he began to give me some personal instruction as far as going forward in my ministry. And that was the launching of a new season and time in my life. And then I had a dream around that same time, and the Lord said, it was in that kind of exchange of that dream that I had with the African American on the stage at the Ambassador Auditorium. And he was speaking for the Lord, and the Lord said, I am coming back soon. You must prepare the bride and you must draw her closer to me. And so as I've been going over so many things in the spirit and kind of reevaluating where we've been the last year and where we've been even since the fall and even where we've been up to this point now, the Lord began to show me how he's kind of reinitiated me into that very thing, and that is this, being brought closer to the Lord. Amen. And regardless of the scheme, but the theme or the belief maybe of where you're coming from in the prophetic movement, it's time to re-engage our love and life with the Lord. Amen. It's time to begin to reinitialize our first love, okay? And so I'm going to be sharing something. Some of them are poignant. Some of them just simply need to be addressed, because what's happening is the Lord is re-establishing the prophetic movement in a new way, okay? And I'm going to talk about some things, and then I'm going to welcome your feedback. I don't know everything. I asked the Lord, I said, what can I give these people? I feel like I've been kind of lost with and overwhelmed with so many of the things I've seen and heard, and especially in the prophetic movement, and especially since there's a lot of different voices in the prophetic movement, and believe it or not, there are several different streams, all of them kind of saying something else. And so I'm like, Lord, what do I do? What do I say? And the Lord really began to speak to me. I had originally wanted to start back up in January. Many of you remember I said I would start back up in January. And I'm like, I was just trying to find my way. I wanted to make sure that I had something from the heart of God to be able to bring encouragement to you. And I wanted to be able to know regarding what was the Lord saying and some of the things he was addressing in this time. And so it was funny, because when we got towards the end of January, it might have even been you, Robin. Somebody called me up and they said, in my quiet time with the Lord spoke to me and he said, remember Jeannie Richardson and her prophetic forum? And she was like, yeah, that was a blessing to me. And he said, what's going on with that? And she said, I don't really know. And he said, why don't you get a hold of her and find out? Like, oh my gosh. So in 1 week, I got 3 phone calls from 3 different people saying, Jeannie, what's going on here? In my humility and kind of finding, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean humility as in kind of going back to the bedrock of my relationship with the Lord and prophetic foundations. The Lord began to speak to me clearly about rebuilding, okay? And so with that rebuilding, there may be some things I broach that we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because I don't know a lot of things, okay? I think it's so important to be able to walk in the sphere of revelation that you have and to be able to share that from the point of view that God's given you and stay there. You know, and to be able to say, I don't know, God hasn't spoken to me about that, but let God be God. Amen. And that's a place of humility. And I think that's one of the things that as we go forward, we're going to begin to address some things and some concerns. And again, not pointing fingers. We're not mentioning names. And we're not even going to say what's right or what's wrong. We're not even going to talk about specifics as much as possible. We're going to stay with what does the Bible say? And we're going to talk about where are we at and what still needs to be addressed. One of the things that I found, and we're going to go forward with some things, is that the Lord isn't so much concerned about the accuracy of the prophecy, although that's something we need to talk about as far as, you know, if there's an ongoing thing with that. But he's looking at the heart. You know, what are people's hearts? He wants to begin to address character, and that's something that I feel like I have a part in, just to kind of, you know, go back to some basics regarding, you know, the prophetic, you know, speaking God's word in love and in edification, exhortation, and comfort. And something that has become a concern in some of the different streams, which I actually love them all, by the way. Some of them, I actually have their personal phone numbers on my phone. True story, and Jacqueline can tell you that's true. I love them all. But they are all kind of coming from different points of view as prophets. And there's some things that I think God is addressing in our hearts. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about our hearts. Can everybody agree to that at this point? Amen. Yeah. So what the Lord really began to speak to me tonight as I was gathering and I'm thinking about different things I feel like God wants to say, I was kind of overwhelmed to begin with because I was like, Lord, where do I start? And he said, start with me. It's time to fall in love with Jesus again. It's time to just go forward with him in a new way. Now, there are many different places that God has called us. God has called people to the battlefield. God has called people to intercession. God has called people to pray in different ways regarding this nation. But with all of that, we're called first and foremost to the feet of Jesus and to serve him. And so I want to be watchful to make sure that you understand my heart as I'm beginning to lay a foundation. I am so excited because I get to introduce to you the jewel of the prophetic. And his name is Jesus. I'm so excited because as what happened with me, and I'll explain that later, there has come a rift and a crack in the prophetic movement all the way down to the core. And I saw it first happen inside of me. And so I'm going to be able to share with you some of the mistakes that I feel like God is addressing in my heart going forward, regardless of what happens with everything else, okay? Regardless of what is going on in the election, regardless of what's going on with COVID, regardless of what's going on with the churches, we get to fall in love with Jesus all over again. And when it comes to the prophetic movement, I'm so excited because I get to kind of, I feel like I'm kind of getting to kind of rebuild from the ground up with a spirit of humility and share with you, like I said, some of the mistakes God spoke, not, I don't want to say mistakes, but heart issues that the Lord spoke to me about, okay? And so it's like the most wonderful thing in the world. I get to introduce you to Jesus, who is the prophet. Above every other name, his is the name above every other name. Do you understand? Amen. So that's my heart going forward. And I want to be sure to open things up. If you feel like you want to ask a question, you have another, a thing you want to share, please. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. My heart is not to accuse. My heart is to go back to teach you what is true prophecy, what's immature prophecy, how is there sometimes a mixture, how does God want to restore the prophetic movement unified under Jesus Christ and rebuild it to be able to house the greatest move of God that has ever swept the world. And I'll share more about that in a few minutes. Amen. So let me see if I can get my notes. Now, is our precious Elizabeth with us? I can't see all these little, is Elizabeth with us? There we are, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I didn't get to really address your dreams. If we don't get to them tonight, can we cover them next week? Because I'd like to open it up to dreams if I get a chance. But if I don't cover it tonight, I actually have it typed out here, then I'll get to it. If not tonight, then next week. Okay, Elizabeth? That'll be great. Thank you for sharing it with me. I really want to open up Revelation. So we're going to move in prophecy. We're going to share words with each other. We're going to do some teaching. We're going to do some praying. Is that okay? Amen. Amen. So let me share with you a few things. You guys doing okay? Please feel free to speak up or talk up or very good, Martha, Norma, Yun, thank you. Please feel free to speak up any if you've got something on your heart. This is a forum, okay? So you have a voice. Okay, where you're at, I want you to say, I have a voice. Okay?
I have a voice.
You are in a safe place. I love you. And I'm okay with questions, concerns, or comments, okay? I love you, and I don't want to just download on you, because truthfully, I want you to hear what God is kind of saying. Amen. Yeah, let's touch on dreams if we can a little bit later, okay? I want to share with you first, I want to start out with some really awesome words for Mitzi has an amazing Zoom meeting called Chicas and Family, and her husband really, really pastor a group, a bilingual Spanish group, and very, very powerful. So we're very blessed by them. I want to start out, first of all, with a word, with some impressions and words the Lord gave me for 2021, just to start out with some things. And then I'd love to hear from you if you have any comments about it. And then I want to go into some things that the Lord also gave me regarding President Biden and some words that he gave me about the nation. I'm not sure how much I'll share, but I do want to at least build a little bit of a platform for some areas that I want to go into. Okay, so please feel free to interrupt me anytime. Okay, so the Lord showed me about 2021. I heard the Lord say on December 30th, 1920, which is interesting because it's my mom's birthday. I heard it's a time of advancement. But then I saw a picture that it was a forward charge in unity of people, and they were kind of methodically going forward in unison. So it instead of just running out kind of uncoordinated, they actually were kind of in unison going forward. So I heard that it was a time of charging forward, but at the same time there was a unity. It was Joel 2's army, people standing shoulder to shoulder and going forward with an excitement and a zeal. I also heard that there would be new alliances formed among nations. This was again back in December. Unfortunately, some of the new alliances that I'm seeing among nations, I don't really like them, but he just kind of threw that in. There would be new alliances, will form, and he said unlikely national alliances. I also sense that the first 3 months of this year, many of you have heard this, is going to be a time of healing and redirection to be brought closer to the Lord. And that's kind of going to be a theme on this prophetic forum, as well as hearing some breakups of some ideas. The Lord's been giving me some fresh teaching about purifying the prophetic. That is actually what the Lord is doing. In case you're wondering, in a nutshell, what is going on with the prophetic movement, everybody? Oh my goodness! Have you heard the prophetic stuff going on out there? They're saying this and that, and nobody's in there, like, you know, calling each other, you know, whatever. Listen, this is part of it. The prophetic movement began back in 1988, in October 1988. At a meeting with Mike Bickle, he was introducing the prophets. It was the launch of a very baby infant thing called the prophetic movement. For the first time, people started to recognize that there were prophets, the fivefold office gifting of God has put in the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. This is probably the most significant correction that the Lord has brought to the prophetic movement. And he is correcting it all the way down to the foundations of it. That's okay. Jesus is Lord of the church. He He is the prophet of prophets, and he is going to bring us, those that are prophetic, into a place of maturity. That's his job, okay? And so this is simply a very pronounced, this is one of the things this is a course correction, because there's things that God wants to deal with in our hearts, okay? He needs to deal with some things in our hearts. Things I'm going to talk about are not going to be specifically about specific prophets or specific prophetic movements or groupings of prophets. Not specifically. At this point, I feel like God is saying, let's just deal with concerns, okay? Do you understand? Concerns. And it's not about whether the prophecies are right or wrong. It's about, at this point, where I'm going with this, and this may change as time goes on, but where I'm starting at is the heart that I'm seeing right now. And much of it based upon my own experiences, without going into any kind of detail. But I know firsthand that there has been some fruit that the Lord has allowed to come to the surface, that we need to lay the axe to the root, so that he can rebuild the prophetic movement in holiness and purity and in agreement, if that makes sense. Okay, I sense that the first 3 months of 2021 was going to be for healing and redirection, to be brought closer to the Lord. He said that he'd saved our tears in a bottle, that everything that we've gone through, that the Lord had saved them. Psalms 56:8, I hope that you will have a notepad and a pencil with you, please, because I'm also a prophetic equipper. My primary function as a prophet is as a prophetic equipper, and I spend hours finding these scriptures. Please write them down. They will help you. I love you. I'm playing with you here. Psalms 56:8 says, you remember, you number my wanderings, you put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? God has seen what you've gone through with the COVID, with the election, maybe with hope deferred, maybe with confusion, maybe with just being tired of all the above, okay? He's seen your tears, and Jesus not only sees them, but he's held them in a bottle. And in fact, he says that he writes them in a book. And then in verse 5, it says, those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Every tear that you've cried, every prayer you prayed is a seed that was sown, and you will reap a harvest. Do you hear me? I want you to say that to yourself. I will reap a harvest. God sees your tears. He's put them in a bottle, and more than that, your prayers are alive. You know, the Bible says that in Isaiah 55, that every word of the Lord that comes out of his mouth, he will watch over it to bring it to pass. So when we see prayers that we've prayed, even all the time we've prayed in tongues, which is the perfect will of God, he says, I'm going to watch over those prayers, and I will bring it to pass. Question that we have to deal with is, how is he going to bring it to pass? We know that he will watch over his word to perform it. Just don't know exactly sometimes when he's going to fulfill it or how he's going to fulfill it, because his ways are not our ways. Amen. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Okay. The bowls in heaven have been filled with the prayers of the saints. Beloved, your prayers are alive. Say, my prayers are alive.
Your prayers are alive.
God did not just be like, nope, I changed my mind. I'm not going to do that. And I'm not listening to you. All the times we had communion, all the fasting, all the praying in tongues, all the declaring God's word, God has seen it. and he will bring it to pass. It's just a matter of exactly how he's going to do it, or in what way he's going to do it, or what timing it's going to be. And do you understand? And those are some things that I want to encourage you, the place of submission where you hold things up to God like this. You say, God, here it is. I trust you more than my own mind, more than how I can figure things out. I trust you. I love dude, he's on here with Kim, his beautiful wife, and he were on a prayer call last night for Firepoint Church. For those of you that don't know, my husband and I pastor Firepoint Church, and they're some of our amazing leaders and before, and they're the example of Jesus. Hello. And dude sent me out of his journal a beautiful, just a snapshot of him writing about the heart of God and how that we're not alone. When we're weeping, we're crying, we're standing in faith, we're believing God, we're doing everything we know, we think we're supposed to be doing. He sees it all. He knows it all. And the Bible says, because see, your prayers are alive, that the bowls in heaven are filled with the prayers of the saints. And they are being poured out. Okay? Your prayers are being poured out from the heavenly bowls in heaven, and they will be fulfilled in God's way and in God's timing. Okay? And so there's that time and place where you kind of hold them up before the Lord, and you're like, okay, God, I trust you with the answer. I trust you with the answer. Okay? I trust you with the answer to that prayer. So it's a time of increased restoration. I'm going to share with you a little bit later, if we have time, how the Lord began to speak through our precious Jenny, who's actually on this prayer call, Jenny on, and really began to speak and breathe life into the prophetic movement. And it just sparked so much in me, okay, regarding this is, I'll tell you, we live in the most amazing time that we could ever live in, because we get to start anew in God. Do you understand? Yes, we're going to keep the things that were true and pure religion, undefiled, to visit the poor, to feed the poor, to visit the sick. We're going to keep the what God has shown us and the foundation of what God wants us to do in purifying the prophetic. But we're going to rebuild in a way glorifies the Lord, so that when the great harvest comes and this billion soul harvest that we're looking forward to, when that third awakening begins, or that revival, the awakening, whatever you want to call it, the prophets and the prophetic movement will have been purged and healed to be able to house and to share what God is saying to the church. Does that make sense? Okay, so it's time for increased restoration. The Lord said in Isaiah 54:4, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and you will remember the reproach of your widowhood no more. Instead of your shame, Isaiah 60, you will have double honor, and instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. Amen. And it says, therefore, in your land that you shall possess double, and everlasting joy will be yours. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of restoration. Say that. It's a time of restoration.
Okay? Time of restoration.
So, and it goes on in Joel 2. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, and the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army. And so what I'm saying to you is that God is going to do a work of restoration, amen, in your life, in your heart, and in your community, and in your home, and in your sphere of influence, amen, and everything that we pray about. And I believe even in this nation, amen. And so we know that we went into 5781 back at last fall, which I wasn't with you at that time, but we went into 5781. We already knew we were in the decade of pay, which is 80, is the letter pei, and it means to speak and to declare. We know it was a letter within a letter, meaning the breath of God is being released out of our mouth, and that's why the enemy wanted to cover our mouths with masks. And then 2021 is 5781 on the Hebrew calendar, so you have an added one, which in Hebrew is the letter aleph. Can you say aleph? A-L-E-F, aleph. And it means strength. So the strength of your declaration, your prayers, and your words in this season are very powerful, okay? You have added strength. Right now, the strength of your word, your declaration, and the prophetic words God gives you has been made stronger. It started out with 5780, but now we have 81, which is a leaf, which means added strength, okay? So your prayers are very powerful during this time, amen? And so I want to skip ahead. I don't want to belabor this too much, but the point is that music, the Lord showed me how music and singing in this season is going to be very, very is going to be very, very important for the healing of our hearts. Do you remember when King Saul was tormented with a demonic spirit? The Bible says he was tormented, and he called for David to play music, and his heart, and he was brought peace. I feel like that some of us, our hearts have kind of been overburdened, and I also feel like maybe some of our hearts have kind of, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. By raising your hand, has that happened to any of you besides me? Because I feel like sometimes, like, no, seriously, be real with me, I want to see your hand. If you felt kind of like you had your peace kind of taken away, or you felt hope deferred, discouraged, or even confused, I want to see your hand. Okay, many of you. And I know I have, and I feel like, honestly, as a prophetic messenger, I feel like sometimes I learn things the hard way so I can kind of teach things by example. And that is some of the things I'm going to share with you. I'm going to be very vulnerable with you in the weeks ahead, okay, in our seasons ahead. I want you to learn from me some of the mistakes I made. And again, it's not about outcomes. It's about the heart, and it's about the fruit, okay? It's about the heart, okay? And it's about the fruit of what's happening, and it's about the fruit of some things I've seen. And not, it's not about the accuracy of the prophecy by itself, okay? It's about hearts and fruit, and that's really the primary thing I'm going to be addressing in the weeks ahead. And so as we listen to music, that's why even I remember we were invited this summer over to Dude and Kim Swoger's house in their backyard, and we were, you know, masking and social distancing and all that stuff. I absolutely hate. I'm so done with that. I just want to hug everybody and just not let go, okay? And Kim would be playing the guitar and singing, and I was just like, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know, real people and real music, you know. And the Lord said that music is going to be key to healing our hearts through March. So I want to encourage you to spend a lot of time in the presence of the Lord. I want to encourage you. I'm going to talk about this a little later, but I want to encourage you, and I'm going to start to put a little bit of, like, seeds out there right now. We need to turn off social media a little bit, at least a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, some of you are like heroin addicts, so maybe you can't do it like cold turkey. I don't want to kill you now. I don't want you to go into withdrawals. But I'm saying there's a course correction from spending 2 to 3 hours on social media to spending time at the feet of Jesus, and just let the waves of his presence wash over you and cleanse you with music playing, with songs of the Lord. The Bible says singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. He says, Paul said, be filled with the Spirit, singing to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen? So simple stuff. Okay, and that's kind of what we're going to get back to a little bit. Simple stuff. Guess what? You're going to find out. You're okay. And if you will take a step back into the heart of your Heavenly Father, and if you will find your peace again, if you will take a step back, stop, take a step back, step back into the heart of your Heavenly Father, you're going to be okay, and you're going to hear just great, okay? You will be hearing the Lord for yourself directly, okay? Others can confirm, others can bless, others can encourage what you are already hearing from the Lord, amen? I want to give you permission to get off the treadmill of fight and flight. Where's your peace? I'm not saying we're not informed. I'm not saying that we stick our heads in back into the sand and we don't know anything. We'll never do that again. But we have become a people that will spend more time listening to things that cause responses of endorphins that cause fight and flight, which can make us very sick emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and especially physically. When you live in a state of fight and flight, and you're always hearing the bad news, and you're always being stirred up, and you're always having to exert energy constantly, there's a time when you can become actually, which I have to be honest with you, I think I kind of suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome. So some of you who I'm in relationship and you know kind of where I'm coming from, I'm trying to keep the pendulum in a place of peace and keeping our eyes on Jesus, because I think over just so many months and now almost a year of COVID and not being able to meet in a church, and then our own family issues, which some of you know about with my children moving away and all that, and being able to meet with our church, and then with everything that happened with the election, and then the fallout from that and the fruit that I've seen that from it, and actually how I've been affected personally by it. I feel like some of us got a little bit of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and we keep feeding it because we're on a treadmill of fight and flight constantly. One horrible thing after another that energizes us to have to get back there on the battlefield. And what I want to do with you and what I want to share with you is it's okay to take some R&R. That doesn't mean, you know, that's it, I'm never listening to the news again. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making sure that your heart is filled with Jesus, that you're spending time in the Bible, and especially that you're going in your prayer closet and shutting the door behind you. Don't bring your phone, don't bring your pad, unless you're just gonna listen to music on it, and spend time at Jesus' feet, because I feel like we need to be detoxed a little bit. Does anybody understand what I'm trying to say here? Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, whatever I say, do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is not an either or. This is simply ideas that I'm going to give you to start making course directions towards the heart of God. And that was one of the treasures and the pleasures that the Lord said I would have in this season. It says, I get to introduce you again to the lover of our soul. I get to reintroduce you to Jesus and focus on him in a new way going forward. Taking the lessons we've learned and learning a whole lot of new ones. Does that make sense? We're going to learn a whole lot along the way. I will be the first to tell you, I don't know a lot, okay? But I can share with you some things I've learned. And I can also share with you some concerns, okay, about some heart corrections that we need to make in the prophetic movement, okay? But first I want to share with you 2021, it's going to be a good year, everybody. You know how I know that? Because that's one of the things the Lord did. I did feel impressed, God tell me. 2021 is going to be a good year. Can you say that with me? 2021 is going to be a good year. You know why it's going to be a good year? Because Amen. God is good all the time.
Amen.
You hear me? It has nothing to do with what's going on around us. God is good all the time. He is faithful. He is true. He's watching over you. He knows the plan he has for you, that of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen? It's going to be so good, beloved. Look for his goodness. King David said, I think it's Isaiah 27, it says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen? So good. He's so good. And as you spend time with him, his goodness is going to wash over you. His goodness is just going to come over you. Amen? And so I just want to share that with you. It's a time of triumph. He said in Colossians 2, it talks about how that Jesus took away the handwritten requirements that were against us. And it says he spoiled principalities and powers, making a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. This is a time of triumph because Jesus triumphed over our enemy, Satan. Do you understand? Colossians 2. In fact, that word public spectacle means that he made an open display of it. Amen. And we're to enter into the festal shout. Jenny shared with me that word festal shout. It's in English Standard Version. It talks about blessing the Lord. Blessed are the people. Psalms 89:15. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face. I want to encourage you to walk in the face of Jesus. I want to encourage you to get back to your first love. I want to encourage you to get back to the simplicity of the gospel. I want to encourage you to get back to the place of peace that you have in God and move on and build from there. Stay in your peace. Can you say that with me? Stay in your peace. Beloved, he is the Prince of Peace. He told me years ago, he said, every place you don't have peace, I'm not Lord there. Find that place of peace, amen. I'm going to share with you some things that the Lord shared with me. This is a time of refreshing. I'm going to share with you some visions the Lord gave me about our nation and the season that we're in right now. But one of the things he said that was that we were in a time of refreshing. And I want you to take advantage of this season. Do you hear me? It's a time of refreshing. If we need to repent, we need to repent if needed. In fact, in Acts 3:19, it says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Where is the refreshing going to come from?
The Lord.
Going to come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want to encourage you, get back in the presence of God. Turn off some of the things around you and spend time in the presence of the Lord. For Psalm 16:11 says, you've showed me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. God wants to bring us back into a place where we are hearing his word first and foremost between him and us and him. In other words, one-on-one. He wants a one-on-one relationship with us.